Okay, Chefer, so let's go back. We're learning the Malacha of Zoreh. And one of the things that we discussed was this comment of the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says that the Malacha of Zoreh involves dispersing rather than involving separating. Unlike the Talmud Bavli, that Zoreh is the same as Borer and Merakid, the Talmud Yerushalmi assumes that the Malacha of Zoreh is a Malacha of dispersing, spreading stuff out, and Borer is a Malacha of separating. Not only that, according to Talmud Yerushalmi, Borer requires complete separating, like we noted B'Shem the Egle Tal. This is yesterday's segment of Judaism. Now, there is a question that comes up this year because Erev Pesach is Chaliyus B'Shabbos. So how do you get rid of your chametz? Right? The standard approach for many years was that Erev Pesach is Chaliyus B'Shabbos, we would have our seudos and we would eat challah. In recent years, it's becoming more popular that we eat a matzah ashira, we eat egg matzahs. In fact, Rav Schechter said on a shiur with the RCA that you can actually eat challah shudas at the normal time if you eat egg matzahs, because the Rama writes in the Darkei Moshe that you can eat egg matzah on Erev Pesach until the Shah Asiris. So therefore, if you're using egg matzah, so you can eat challah shudas at the regular time, unlike the standard practice, which is that you begin the Seuda, you daven early and you have Seuda 1, and then you break it up and you have a second Seuda. This way, you can fulfill Shalosh Shudas at the normal time because you have Matzah Shir for Shalosh Shudas. That's Rav Schechter's approach. For the standard approach among Jews for many, many years was that you would have Challah on Erev Pesach Chaliyus B'Shabbos. The problem is, after I eat my challah, it's chametz, how do I get rid of it? So the Gemara in Psachim has a machlokes, whether ein bi'ur chametz ala sreifa or not. We paskin that we're machmir for ein bi'ur chametz ala sreifa, but me'ikar hadin, we assume that hashpasasa b'chol davar, that you could get rid of the chametz with everything. And the example that's brought in the Gemara is sholchik b'zor el ruach, that you throw it into the wind. By the way, the word Zoreh there clearly means dispersing. It doesn't mean separating, right? In biblical Hebrew also, the word Zoreh means dispersing, not separating. Ve'eschem ezoreh bagoyim, right? The Ribbono shel Olam is going to spread us out, right, to the entire world. It doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will separate the dross from the good stuff. Right? It means that Ribbono Shel Olam will disperse us, right? So what do we do with the chametz this year? Right, you have a tablecloth that has some crumbs of chametz. What do you do with it? So many of the Acharinim say that what you do is that you take the tablecloth outside and you go up and down and up and down and all the crumbs fly away. Or you take your chametz, your little bread, and you grind it up with your hand. Apparently there's no isser of ein toichen achar, there's no isser of tochin when you grind it up because ein toichen achar tochin. And then you'll throw it up into the air and you'll get rid of it that way. The Magen Avraham in Siman Tov Mem Vov Seif Katan Beis raises an objection. He says, how can you do that? It's Shabbos. And you'll be in violation of the Malach of Zoreh. Even what?
Isn't it Makalgal? Like, when you throw it up in the air, you're not intending to separate. Like, not, no.
Well, according to the Yerushalmi, I'm not, the Malach of Zoreh is not separating, it's dispersing. Over here, what I'm doing is I'm dispersing all the crumbs here, there, and yonder. No? So according to Yerushalmi, Ken Zayin, I'm going to be chayiv.
But it's not for a constructive purpose.
Sure it is! I want to not violate the Ezra Chometz. Ain't the constructive purpose gedolei lamizu. But if I destroy something in the way that I'm mekayim a mitzvah, for example, the Gemara has a limud that person is not allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos.
It's not a kiyum mitzvah.
What?
It's not a kiyum mitzvah.
That is a kiyum mitzvah.
It's not a kiyum mitzvah.
Biyar to harel mikir becha is a kiyum hamitzvah. That's the pashtus. Don't give me brisker stuff. Don't give me brisker stuff. Again, you're talking about brisker in terms of that the mitzvah tashbisu, but... Okay, I mean, but again, don't give me brisker stuff. The pashtus is a mekayim, a mitzvah of destroying chametz, right? A mekayim, a mitzvah of destroying the chametz, and because I'm mekayim, the mitzvah of destroying the chametz, nishala tasha elah, right? That would be, it's a constructive act. So shouldn't I be in violation of Zorah? So in the Shvisas HaShabbos and Ois Yud Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah, by the way, rejects the Magen Avram. He said, Mishnah Berurah Taf Mem Vav says, the whole Magen Avram is not correct. It's not accepted. La Halacha. Is that a Chelik Vav in the Mishnah Berurah?
Yeah,
if you pass me the Mishnah Berurah and Chelik Vav, so the Mishnah Berurah says, I disagree with the, oh, it should be Chelik Tei, I'm sorry. But Pesach is Chelik Tei, I don't need no Chelik Vav. So the Mishnah Berurah, in Sifkatin Zion, in the Shar HaTzion, the Mishnah Berurah says that the whole Magen Avraham isn't accepted. Why not? It's unclear. The Sefer Tosef HaShabbos rejects the Magen Avraham because he says, just like Ein Taichen Achar Taichen, so also Ein Zorah Achar Zorah. In order to make the bread, you violated Zorah. So you can't, they have double jeopardy. You can't be Chayav on Zorah. So is it a general din? Right. So is this true by all malachas? Would I say in sodachar tzod? I trapped my animal yesterday. I put my dog into the cage, so I can't violate it again. It's not mistaber that I should apply by all malachos. But there are certain malachos which are about creating a totsa'ah. So maybe by those malachos will say ein x achar x, and consequently, if the second totsa'ah is more significant than the original totsa'ah, so I'm going to be chayiv. That's why, for example, machlekes Yireim and the Ravya about bishul achar fi, afi achar bishul. The ma'isa, I'm accomplishing something with the second ma'isa, so therefore I'm going to be chayiv. Based on this, the Shvisas HaShabbos says, maybe the Magen Avraham is right. Because my second Zorah, again, Zorah within Yerushalmi world, my second Zorah is more accomplishmentful than the first one, because my second Zorah is accomplishing a mitzvah of getting rid of the chametz. Right? It's already brilliant. It's a brilliant chav. So it's more accomplishmentful. Nonetheless, even the Shvisas HaShabbos and Sifkatin Yud Zayin is not crazy about this Magen Avraham. What's a svara to be made of? Doesn't Zaira, right? According to Yerushalmi, we should be Machmir, and the Ramon Shin Yud Tes Pasek Yerushalmi. And don't give me Rebbe Kiva Eger that the din is true only about Gidulei Karka, because Lechem is Gidulei Karka. Hamleitzi Lechem Min Ha'aret. It's a Beferish Abracha, right? Lechem is considered Gidulei Karka. So if I'm choshish for this round, that's not, you're not going to prove me wrong on this one, right?
Where is it considered Gidulei Karka?
What?
Is there another example where you lechem Gidulei Karka?
Of course it's Gidulei Karka.
What other thing do we use it as Gidulei Karka?
Right here, Zoyra, any malacha, afia, right? Sidur in the past. But within Sidur in the past, all of the things, well, are Gidulei Karka.
Ein afia b'gidulei karka is not correct. There's afia b'tzeis that aren't gidulei karka.
But if it's gidulei karka, lechem is gidulei karka. Right? There's no question. Lechem grows on the ground.
Can I use it for schach?
What?
Can I use it for schach?
No, because mekabel tumah.
And wow, lechem mekabel tumah.
Right? Mekabel tumah. But if I'm choshish for this Ramah, so how come the Magen Avraham is not accept? How come I'm not choshish not to grind up my bread and throw it. By the way, the best way to get rid of your chametz this year, Shabbos, is you flush it down the toilet. Right? You don't have to throw it up in the air.
So, just throw
it
in the garbage?
Yeah, so can you throw it in the garbage? So it depends. If you live in a co-op building, right? So the garbage is in your house, right? It's in your building. You're on the chelik of the building. So it could be that you're in violation of the iser of bayir bayir matzah after you throw it in. If it's in your house, so you have to throw it in the garbage out of your house, in a garbage can that you don't own, the chayra. Because if you own the garbage can, so then the kelim shel adam is kainalai, right? So I didn't get it out of my rishos. I have to get the chametz out of my rishos.
If you throw it in the garbage can, you're not going to eat out of it after that. Like,
it's just
like a disgusting, smelly garbage.
I can throw it in. So again, but it has to be disgusting and smelly enough that it's not really lachilas kelim.
Wow.
Right? We're dealing with serious derisas over here. Again, you also have to be worried about whether you, if you hold of the air, if it's easier, you could take the garbage. I used to do that. You take the garbage to like a dumpster by some public dumpster and you throw it out. But to do that, you need to hold of the air. No? You don't hold of the air, if it's much harder. Flushing it down the toilet, best air.
Wait, how can you do the Zohar thing if you don't hold of the air?
In your backyard, where you have an air. Right? Yeah. If you have an air in your backyard, then it's okay.
But so here's the thing. People that have the Erev in their backyards?
Why not?
Is that a thing that people did?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. They had fences. Okay, so the Shvisas Hashem is Sifkatin Hay has the following suggestion for why we could be Makel. Remember, Hainu Zora, Hainu Pura, Hainu Merakid, according to the Bavli, but we know that there's a shtickle difference. Rashi tells me that Zora is done Berechas, it's done with a board, boirer is done with your hands, merakit is done with a sifter, with a sieve. What that means is, zok, the Shvisa Shabbos, that you only violate Zora if you do it with a keli. If I do it be a dayim, if I take my hands and I throw the chametz up in the air, ken zayin, there's no malacha of Zora when I throw it up in the air. In other words, the case of the Maharsham, now, if I take my tablecloth and I throw the chametz up, maybe that's more likely to be Zora because I'm using a keli. But when I grind, when I take my challah in my hand and I throw it up, right, since it's not, since the malacha of Zora is not biyadayim, the derech ha-malacha, Rashi tells me in Ayin Gimel, is bereches, is with a keli. So kenzah, you don't violate an isser. Of course, since I'm working within Yerushalmi world, right, Pasuk world, that it's dispersing, not separating. So according to Yerushalmi, you don't need a keli, because Yerushalmi says if I spit, if I expectorate, I violate Zora. So again, there's a whole, it's not Pashut that the Magen Avraham is wrong. The Mishnah Berurah rejects it, but not so Pasha. Yes, sir.
I really don't understand the Shvisas Shabbos. How in the world? If you're taking your Shami seriously, then you have to think spitting your Chayav on. I don't think you make you Kim to that. He spit into a Mizrak and then threw a towel.
Yes, like, but that's the point.
If you're not taking
the, it is, the Shvisas Shabbos is saying the Shtickle Torah. Right, but it's true.
You think the Bavli holds a Yerushalmi and we don't hold a Yerushalmi? Like, the Bavli holds a Yerushalmi.
No, so that's our problem with it. In other words, he made this suggestion as a possible defense in Sifkat Hay, but then the Shisa Shabbos himself rejects it because Yerushalmi doesn't sound that way. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, yes, sir.
If Zora means dispersing, not separating, so what's the question with Zora?
Correct. There's no question. That's why the Bavli disagrees with the Yerushalmi. Nachon, right? According to the Yerushalmi, I can't say Hainu Zora, Hainu Bora, Hainu Merakeh. That's the basic kernel of Yiddishkeit, right?
So the Magen
Avraham is being choshesh for the Yerushalmi because the Ramon Shin Yotes is choshesh for the Yerushalmi, right? So now,
wait, if now we're being choshesh for the Yerushalmi, not the Torah, so we think the Bible holds like a, then how in the world is saying that Rashi thinks the Bavli thinks Zoraya needs a kli means that the Yerushalmi thinks that the Shisa Shabbos doesn't,
You're still onto my Shisa Shabbos. I suggest the Shisa Shabbos, like, as a collector's item. That's an interesting idea. I don't think it works.
Okay.
And I don't think it works. I agree with you. It doesn't work.
Interesting.
Now, again, La Halacha, it's not so poshut that dispersing, we are going to be... even though the Bavli disagrees, what we said yesterday for Blazer Shach is it could be that the Yerushalmi is saying that it's a Tolda and the Bavli is just saying the Av Malacha. That was our defense of has it could be that there's no Machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi. But again, all of this is not Pashat. I want to talk about another issue that comes up in the Malach of Zorah, which actually is relevant for many Sugyas in Shas. And that's the Sugya of Grama. Bavakama da Samach. The Mishnah over there says that if I have an Eish and the fire comes, Libsaha Ruach, so I'm Pater. Zakhti Gemara, what about Liba Velibsaha Ruach? Let's say I blow on the Eish and right, I have my bellows and I'm bellowing and the Ruach also moves the Eish. What's the din in that case? Zakhti Gemara, Babakam Daf Samach. If my blowing is strong enough that it could make it move, I'm chayiv. If not, I'm potter. That's what it says in Bava Kama. Frek the Gemara. Whoa, dude. Right, that's not so pashut. Maybe you should be potter entirely. Amai. Or maybe, I should be chayiv entirely. Lehevi kizora beruach misayosai. By Zora, I do a Maisa, and the wind helps me, and I'm Chayiv. So, Liba V'Libsa HaRuach, I should also be Chayiv, because I do a Maisa, and the wind helps me. Right, we could, right, that's the Kasha. So, Gemara has four answers. First three are technical. Abaya says, Liba B'Tzad Zeh, Libsa HaRuach M'Tzad Acher. Rava says, Liba V'Ruach Metzuya, Libsa HaRuach V'Ruach She'ena Metzuya. Reb Zeva says, Tzamra Tzemurei. Right? I'm not like blowing, I'm just like giving hot air. Blowing is like the koach. I'm giving hot air. Ravashi, Amar ki amin and zor v'ruch misayos on hanemiling in Shabbos. The melachas machshavas asra taigra. Avahocha groma ba'amahu groma ben nezak in his potter. Ravashi says the most fundamental yesod, which is that groma is potter by nezakin, but by Shabbos you're chay because melachas machshavas asra taigra. The fact that Zora V'Ruach Misayaso is going to be Chayiv is because that's a Chayiv in Hilchos Shabbos. It's a Chayiv in Hilchos Shabbos. By Hilchos Shabbos, since I have in mind that I want to separate the Cheah from the kernel, Ayudei the Ruach, it's Malachas Machshavos. Malachas Machshavos creates an additional Chayiv. Now, this itself is somewhat interesting. Usually, Malachas Machshavos creates Pturim, not chiyuvim, no? Ordinarily, melachas machsheves means, let's say, I do a melacha shein etzricha legufa, according to many, is potter because of melachas machsheves, right? Or I do a, most of the dinim in Shabbos that are potter, most of the klalim, are somehow based on melachas machsheves, based on melachas machsheves, that the act is not a professional act, therefore you're potter. What I see in Baba Kama Daf Samach, and maybe we'll come back to it, is a chiddush that Malachas Machsheves is a sibul of chiyuv rather than a sibul of Torah. Right? That's what I see in Baba Kama Daf Samach. Now, yes.
Doesn't this put Machon Somet out of business?
Does this put Machon Somet out of business? Right. So that's a really interesting question. Yeah, maybe. In other words, Lecha Eira, right? Grama should be usher in situations that that's what I intend to do. Malachas machsheves usra teira, gramash and mamish be usher, right? Absolutely. The pashtus in Bava Kama Daf Samach is that it should be usher and gansen. Now, of course, it's not easy to say this because I have a stira from a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Chaf, right? The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Chaf tells me that asiya usher achmana ha gramashari. Right, the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Chaf says that There's no Isser of Grumma on Shabbos. How does that shtim? How does that... we're not supposed to speak Yiddish. That's what Cole Aaronson told us.
It doesn't make sense to say shari about, like, it's only mutter if it's unintended. Like, that's not called mutter.
Right. You can't say that, especially like all the cases in the Gemara and Bava Kama, the Gemara and Shabbos Af Kufchaf, the Chaora you have in mind, right? What's the case of Gram and Shabbos Kufchaf? I have a fire, and I'm going to pour Mayim on the outside of it, no? Or I put Kalim with Mayim outside of the fire, and then I know that the fire will come, it will split the Kalim, and it will part out the fire. That's grandma. I want to put out the fire. I don't want my house to burn down. So grandma is mutter, it says in Bava Kama Kufchaf. But yet I have a stira that the Gemara in Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Samach says grandma is aser. The Gemara in Shabbos Kufchaf says grandma is mutter. Now, that's what I have in Shas. It happens that there's a machlekes harishonim, however. If you look in the Rush in Bava Kama, in Perek Vav Siman Yud Aleph, the Rush writes a lashon like this. The Rush writes that in this particular malacha of Zora, then grama is going to be chayiv. Right? You get an impression from the Rush that Malacha Zu, that only Zoyra is going to be Chayiv with based on Malachas Machsheves. And according to the Rush, the Gemara in Shabbos Kufchof is for Enfert, because the Gemara is not speaking about the Malach of Zorah. By Zorah, Malachas Machsheves. By other Malachos, I don't assume that Malachas Machsheves creates a Chiyuv, and I'm going to go back to the regular Algamein or the regular general din of Grama being Pater. Hi, Jake.
I thought this would be the obvious approach. Haven't we already discussed the various Malachos that have Daros prevent certain peturim from...
Wait. We'll get there. Right. The Rush is obviously taking what I would probably describe as a shameless mukhlakim approach. No. I mean, again, just to illustrate the point, right? The Rush is saying that there are different rules of Zoyra than other malachos.
We've had this, well, we've seen this already, right? We saw this by Tzad, we saw this by one of them.
Correct. This is not a new idea, but it is the yisod of the Rush.
Rabbi, doesn't this ruin the Zorik pshat from yesterday?
So the Zorik pshat from yesterday, Remenasha Ilya, right, is obviously assuming that the chiyuv of Ruach Misayaso is chayiv by malachos other than Zora, right? In the Bir Halacha, if you hold that it's Zoreia, or you hold that it is Zoreik, so you are obviously taking the approach that Malachas Machsheves Asra Torah is not limited to this particular malacha of Zora. Right, it's obviously against the Rush. I agree with that.
How does the Ruach Messiah?
The wind makes it fly further, right? In other words, if you hold it to, if Menashe Elia is right, that what Yerushalmi is saying is that the wind carries my spit to go more than Dalal Amos and Rishus HaRabim, and that's why I am Chayiv, right? So,
I thought that I spit and it goes more than Dalat Amos and Zachir Zorik. Is it clear from the way? Is it clear from his made of Gerson the Yerushalmi that the wind is Messiah?
I think the way he says it, the way the Bir Halach I think quotes it, is that the Chiddush is the Bir Halacha and then the Shin Yates. B'sefer Alfei Menashe Pirsh the Kavanas Yerushalmi Duhu B'Mavre Amos B'Rishus HaRabim Al Yedei HaRuach V'Hu Al Derech Dugma Perish the Kemo B'Zora After HaRuach Misayaso Afilo Hachi Chayiv Came B'Rokik to have a Russell Al Yedei HaRuach Gam Kim Chayiv. And the Bir Halach and some of the most mysterious words in all of Judaism writes V'Hu Nachon, that this Perish of Menashe Uya seems correct. Like, mamish fashteyach nesh.
I think I was having this machlokas with Ben yesterday, that we weren't sure that within the Yerushalmi, do you really need ruach timaseyah, or is the ikr just nefazer?
Right.
Is the nefazer of the ruach, or is it just any type of nefazer?
So again, so the Alfei Menashe is assuming, the way the beer, again, I have to admit, I did not look at the Alfei Menashe myself. Maybe it's on Hebrew books. Maybe one of you wants to do research. You pointed out just how interesting Reb Menashe of Ilya was, kind of a cool dude. But Reb Menashe of Ilya, let's just say it for the record, would have been the Revel guy, not a Beis Medrash guy. Is that a fair way to say it?
Hot take.
Nady, do you agree with that?
I'll pee the article. It's Mistaber.
Yeah, I mean, it's Mistaber. He might not have even gotten into Revel. I'll say it like that. But. Woo!
But it just shows you how broad the Gra really was.
What?
It just shows you how broad the Gra really was.
Yeah, oh, and the Hanami. Or it shows that the Gra probably attracted super bright people. To be a Talmud of the Gra didn't mean anything more than you hung out with the Gra and you asked them a few shilas. Like, the Gra didn't have a yeshiva. Like, Talmudim of the Gra, again, with the exception of Chaim of Alojaner, who was Mamish and Talmud, but the other people, like in, what's his name, Bital Landau's book about the Gra, he has a, there's like a list of like 100 some odd people consider themselves Talmidim of the Gra. Most of them were just Jews who asked the Gra one Shaila or something. It's not, to be a Talmud of the Gra. So Reb Menashe of Ilya showed up and he asked him some questions or something, and he was a smart guy, and, you know, the Gra let him in. I don't think there's any reason to assume that Reb Menashe of Ilya in any way reflects on the Gra in terms of how broad the Gra was. We do know the Gra was exceptionally broad, but not that broad. Right?
I feel like we're going to jump to the Rav soon.
We're going to jump to the Rav soon. Maybe. So let's go slowly. Slowly. The Rush is limiting Zoyra v'ruach misayaso, that this din of malachas machsheves is limited to Zoyra. The Rashi in Bava Kama sounds like it's chayiv by all malachos, because Rashi in Bava Kama's lashon is niskayma machshavto, therefore yechayiv. It's not absolutely clear that that's what Rashi says, but Rashi in Bava Basra chavav. Right, but Vassar Kafab, it's Mamish right before Rashi died. This is Rashi like on his deathbed, no? So yeah. Rashi and Bava Kama, right?
Is that already in Chaskas Batin or is that before
Chaskas? It's right before Chaskas Batin. Right before Chaskas Batin. It's like the last daf of Rashi in Bava Basra.
Rashi survives the daven after Chaskas Batin.
What?
Rashi survives in the
blood. At the very beginning. Right. He makes like the first daf of Chaskas Batin. And then
doesn't Rashi die a couple times?
Rashi dies many
times. Like one of those fantasy characters.
Rashi is Mamisha Cat. Yeah.
So they say he's the worst haruz of the head. He keeps on dying.
Again, I don't know. I do have some theories about what this means, but not for now. So Rashi Baba Basra Chavav writes that Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah is Mechayiv you by all Melechos. Rashi and Baba Basra Chavav writes it's Chayiv B'chol HaMelechos. And the Rabbeinu Hanan on Daf Kufchav in Shabbos sounds also like that you're chayiv by all malachos. Now, according to that mahalach, it's like an extreme. So malachas machshavas asra Torah, how do I deal with the Gemara in Bava Kama, the Gemara in Shabbos, excuse me, that says that grama shari. So Rav Soloveitchik in his approach, right? Nady wanted me to quote the Rav. So if you look in Rav Shechter's Sefer Be'ikvei Hatzon, in Be'ikvei Hatzon Siman Zayin, Rav Shechter defines what Maisa is and what Grumma is. And Rav Shechter understands that anything that you know is going to happen and you set up a process for it to happen is called your Maisa, and therefore it's not called a Grumma. Right? It's page Mem Dalet. Shamati Mikvod Rabbeinu Im HaKoach HaAcher Poel Ba'osa Shamamish Adam Osa Pu'ula So Osha Kol Ponem Maska HaKoach HaAcher Lif'o Tekefu Miyad Im Gemar Pu'ula So Shalo Az Mitzarefes Koha Asiya Elav U'mikrihu Baal HaMaisa. But when the Koach HaAcher doesn't begin until afterwards, then it's a grumma. Therefore, mehai taima hayicholak Rabbeinu Zal kama me'akushim tziu achodim rabbanis manenu sheyichu b'inyanei grama b'mlachas Shabbos. V'itam shekshiye shon Shabbos hamachuvan mibaod yom ba'achel aruch bo ezer shinui b'yom haShabbos b'chnei shetis have ezer melacha l'achas man shen ladonu k'grama el k'mlacha do'iraisa b'din kayach achem u'urav bo me'achas shekoach ha'elektrik v'apo'el b'shon ze b'shosh arach u'es tikuno shalom. In other words, the Rav would not like any of the Somet Grumma devices. I think the Rav is saying that since the electricity is already running, so if I use that power of electricity on Shabbos, that's me using a Koach HaChem Urban, I'm going to be Chayiv. And that is different, right, than the Sugya of Grumma. Grumma in Shabbos Kuf Chaf means that the system is not yet set up. So that's why I'm going to be putter, right? But if the system is set up mitchila, at the time when I do my ma'isa, the system is set up, so that's called a ma'isa. By Zohar Baruch Masayaso, the wind is blowing at the time when I throw it up in the air. So that's koach acher me'urvo, therefore I'm chayiv. But Shabbos Kuf Chaf, the sugya is not talking about that the koach acher is already operative, and consequently, you're not going to be chayiv. That's called a grumma. Now, when I said shiurim on this in Tavshin Samach Hei, I said this on Monday of Parshas Vayera in Tavshin Samach Hei. That's when I said this chabura. So. Huh?
You're moving a lot quicker.
I'm moving a lot.
you were moving a lot quicker then.
I started on Kuf Tazayin. But the point is, I thought then that the Rav's Hagdara is very difficult. I still think it's very difficult. Because if you look in Shabbos Kuf Chaf, one of the cases of Grumma is Hayashem Kosav Al Basaril. Let's say there's a Shem Hashem which is written on your skin and you go into the mikvah. So Gemara calls that a grumma. According to the Rav, that would not be a grumma because that's a koach acher. The thing that will erase the Shem Hashem, the water, is there the moment you begin the process. So that l'cha'era should not be a grumma according to the Rav's Haggadah. So in my youth, in Tavshin Samachay, I think that was... It's like the fourth year of saying Chabur is in yeshiva or something. So that's what I didn't like about it. Okay, adkan. So let's just chazer what we're up to before Jake has his rebuttal.
Ancient history ancient before Corona.
That's correct, yeah.
Before Corona. B.C.
Right, before Corona, right. 100%, yeah. This is like... but basically what we have over here is a Machlekes HaRishonim about whether... Melachas Machshavas Asra Torah is Mechayiv only by the Melach of Zora, or is Melachas Machshavas Asra Torah Mechayiv by all Melachos? It's a Machlokas Rashi and the Rosh. And the Ran in Sof Perek Habona seems to assume that Melachas Machshavas Asra Torah is a Mechayiv by all Melachos. The Gemara says if I have an Osches and I erase the Gag of the Osches, remember, there's a chatoteres on the top of the ches. There's like a carrot, right? Like an insert. If I erase that, I end up with two zayins. The pashas in the Gemara is against ksav ha'ari, that a ches is above in the zayin, right? I erase the chatoteres of the ches, and I get two zayins. So the Gemara says I'm chayiv. Correct the round akasha. How can I be chayiv in that case? that lechaora is what we call chok toiches. The Gemara in Gittin says, if I want to be chayiv for kosev, I have to form the letter myself. If I erase the outside and the letter becomes formed, that's called chok tochos, and that's not a maisik siva. So how can I be chayiv in that case? So the Ran suggests, v'lei nira, de'en mikan raya. Meaning, the Ran is saying that Malachas Machsheves is a Mechayiv by all Malachos, even by Kosev. And therefore, I'm going to be chayiv, right? Again, I shouldn't be saying so clearly by all malachos, but the pashtus is the Ran is saying even by kosev, you're going to be chayiv because he's closer to Rashi. It certainly is not like the Rush. I should note, so I have two mahalchem in the steering gemaras between Kuf Chaf and Bava Kama Samach. I have the Rav's mahalach of the different Haggadah, and I have the Rush, who would say that the Bava Kama is only about Zohar. Those are my two mahalchim that I have so far. Jake.
Okay, so, just a few issues. One, is the Rav saying there are two kinds of grama, or is he saying in Shabbos there's grama? Shabbos is talking about grama, Bava Kama is not talking about grama.
I think he's saying Shabbos is grama, Bava Kama is not grama. So Bava Kama is Kayahachem, Urabai is different than grama. That's what
doesn't the Gemara in Bava Kama use the word grama?
The Gemara in Bava Kama uses the word grama that by Shabbos, Malachas Machshavas Asr Taira, but over here in Bava Kama by Nezakin, it's
really
only a grama. The Rav is going to say it doesn't really mean grama. It's between Mushal.
If you take Rashi as not being, even though classically that's the way Rashi is understood, it's not so clear in Rashi that he's saying this. Do we have anybody else to pin this on? And also, this conflation with the Ran doesn't seem that. There's it's a separate issue of whether or not you can have this idea applied by everywhere else and end up going to the Rush. Because once again, the Rush also, once again, I think this is Rush Lashit also, that Malachas Machsheves alters the Hagdara of every single Malach.
Wait. I wanna talk about that in a few minutes. Whatever, as you know, I'm not the best time manager. I really thought I'd be able to finish the shiur today. The direction that we're going, it doesn't look like we will, but we'll do the best we can. So I have a machlekes harishonim, certainly. It's also machlekes hachreinim, va'afareshet sichati. If you look in the Magen Avraham in Simin Reishnun Beis, if katan chav, the Magen Avraham writes that the Malach of Tochein is only min ha-Torah if you use a Rechayim Shal Yad. If you use a Rechayim Shal Mayim, it's not going to be the Malach of Tochein min ha-Torah. This Magen Avraham is the source of a super duper expensive Chumrah this time of year, that there's some people who make what they call Rashi Matzahs. Rashi matzis never saw Rashi. It's not that these matzis are from the year 1100 in Troy, right? All matzah tastes like it's from 1100 in Troy. But Rashi matzah is that you use a rechayim shoyad. There's a chumrah that some have, based on this Magen Avraham l'cha'ayra, that the only thing that's really called full-fledged teichin is a rechayim shel yad. If I use a rechayim shel mayim, I don't have the ability to create the lishma in it. Think about how many chumras this is. Agave chumra. But Rashi matzah, when you use rechayim shel yad, it's marish. People like sweat. So that Arizal writes that if you sweat during afiyas hamatzis, it's metakein all the chatoim that you do all year.
What if the sweat drips into the
matzah? The sweat drips into the matzah, you can be upgehacked at Sarius. That's like, you have to sweat.
But Rebbe, Shemati, that you're machmir, or Shemati, that Rebbe's machmir to have matzahs that baked by the sun, like they had in, when they were leaving the
No, drought. You can't do that! Because Bishul Bechamli, this is my kasha. It was Bishul B'chama L'chaira, and the Torah says Lechem B'tanur. Right? It's not so. I don't know the answer to that kasha. You should know. I don't know the answer to that kasha. Right? That L'chaira, the matzah that they ate when they left Mitzrayim, didn't have a din matzah because it's not nefer B'tanur. I don't know the answer to that kasha. It's Bishul B'chama.
But that's the gross whole thing, that the first night is different than the other 7 nights.
But even so, it has to be matzah.
For the other 6 days?
I don't know. You're saying that in Mitzrayim they had an oven and they baked it. And then the rest of matzah.
But that's the whole idea. There's two completely separate other mitzvahs. So that means
it's not a shame lechem.
Again, there's two completely
that's a whole other shir that I give about the mitzvah achilas matzah kol shiva, whether it's an extension of the mitzvah of matzah.
I may or may not be quoting you.
Yeah, you probably are quoting me. But that's a different thing. Now, I just bring this back. Magen Avraham writes in Reish Nun Beis Sif Katan Chav that the only tochein that's the av melacha and is chayiv min ha-toira is rechayim shoyad, is Rashi. But if I have a rechayim shomayim, the Magen Avraham says, I am not in violation min ha-toira. In the Eben Ha'ozer, in Simin Shin Chaf Ches, he disagrees with this Magen Avraham, very significantly. In Shin Chaf Ches, there is a case that the Magen Avraham himself quotes about if you put a leech on your body and you're motzi dam that way. A leech is like an animal that takes blood out, no? Put a leech on the body and it's motzi dam. So the Magen Avraham writes that it's not grumma, because you're doing it biyadayim, just like the Gemara in Bava Kama says that aras nochash bein shinav hu omed, that if I take a snake and I stick it into you and the snake kills you, I'm a rotseyah, because the venom of the snake is bein shinav. So also the aluka, the leech, has the venom right there, bein shinav, and it's mamash amaisa, says the Magen Avraham. It's not a grama. And that's why I'm chayiv if I put an aluka on the person on Shabbos.
What venom is there in the leech?
So I don't know if there's venom in the leech, but the koach hamshacha of the dam is there. Right?
They're like constantly sucking, and then you just attach it onto your body.
Just like a snake is constantly venomizing, the leech is constantly sucking. That's right.
That's a shaila in zoology, no?
Correct. It's a shaila in zoology. It's machlokes in the Gemara, whether aras nachash ben shinav hu omed or aras nachash is making me atzmo. Okay, the Magen Avraham says this din in zoology. I don't know. But the Magen Avraham is nemingon. The Magen Avraham is assuming that were it to be grama, you'd be potter. Consistent with his sheet and Rishon and Beis. The Magen Avraham is saying that an aluka is a maisa, but were it to be grama, I'd be potter. The Eben Ha'ozer jumps up and down, spits wood and nickels. He says, no, to be maimed an aluka, first of all, it's not a maisa, because the Gemara in Bava Kama does not paskin that aras nochash ben shinav hu omed. We paskin like the other day, that aras nochash is making me atmo. But, says the Eben Ha'ozer, you're going to be chayiv if you maimed an aluka, because melechas machshev es asra taira, and even though it's grama, you're going to be chayiv. And we know that you're chayiv, he has a parallel case in Nezakin, and the Gemara Bava Kama is telling me that whatever is chayiv in Nezakin for sure is chayiv in Shabbos. So therefore, the Eben Ha'ozer says that grama is chayiv on Shabbos, based on grama with a malachas machshavas is chayiv on Shabbos. The Eben Ha'ozer is assuming that's true by all malachos. The Magen Avraham, however, holds that by techina, malachas machshavas cannot be mechayiv me. And by multidam, malachas machshavas cannot be mechayiv me. The Magen Avraham is following the mahalach of the rush, or closer to the rush, l'cha'era, in that the Magen Avraham is limiting where Malachas Machsheves creates a chiyuv. But the Eben HaOzer is following the Mahalach of the Ran, or Rashi, or the Rabbeinu Chananel, that Malachas Machsheves can be mechayev me by more Malachos, perhaps by all Malachos. Now, so far, so good. However, there is makom lechalek bein hamalachos. If you look in the tshuvas of Reb Hirsch Pesach Frank, Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, besides being a member of the Eda Charedis who loved Rav Kook, he was one of the people who was present b'shas Yitzias Neshama of Rav Kook. They have in his biography an amazing thing. Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank was a tremendous masmid. He mamish had like a very sparsely furnished apartment. He had like nothing extra in his apartment. The only thing he had two of was a shtender. Why did he have two shtenders? One of the Talmidim asked him. So the answer was that Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank had his regular shtender that he was learning by, but when he'd have to go outside, he wanted to continue learning until he got to the door, and he put the sefer down on the shtender by the door. And then he would go outside. And then when he'd come back, he'd be able to pick the sefer up and resume where he was up to. Right, that's a madriga of hasmada of Reb. I told you I'd say something about Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank. That's a madriga of hasmada of Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, which is mamish unbelievable. Also, by the way, you see from the tzur of Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank that he was not machmir like this Kabbalistic thing of never leaving your svarim open. Seriously. I think they have this in the biography. He was not machmir for that. But he felt that the Isser Bittul Torah is worse than whatever the Isser is to leave Svarim open. And to Tzvi Pesach Frank. So Tzvi Pesach Frank in his Truvas Hartzvi and Simon Kuf Memches is mechalek between different malachos. He says there are certain malachos that you're chayiv because of malachos machshavas. Other malachos you're not chayiv. The Rambam writes that if I am tzod a behema al yedei klovim, I'm chayiv. Now, why am I going to be chayiv in that case? Well, chayiv, that's a grammar. The teretz is probably malachas machshavas asra Torah. Well, that's not so simple that malachas machshavas asra Torah be mechayiv you. Not so poshut. It happens that in Rebbe Nachum Zemba's Totzos Chayim and Simen Ches, he assumes that the Rambam is based on Malachas Machsheves Asra Torah. And the Rambam is l'shitaso that the Rambam holds that Machsheva is a chelek ikari min hama'aseh of Shabbos. And therefore the Rambam says a chati shir on Shabbos is pater because it's chaser in the Malachas Machsheves, unlike Rashi. Right? And the Rambam, right? That was from Nachum Zemba's Chakira that we spoke about, whether Malachas Machsheves is part of the Malacha or is it just a Tznai in the Chiyuv? That was his question. So Reb Nachum Zemba feels that the Rambam is l'shitaso. I totally am not convinced by Yishtikol Torah because then there'd be a stir in Rashi's Kedemavuar. Because Rashi says that Chatzishir is Asra Torah by Shabbos, that means that Malachas Machsheves is not essential to the Malacha, yet Rashi holds that you're chayiv by all Malachos, ayyadei grumma with the Malachas Machsheves. So, Reb Menachem Zemba Nemzon, he assumes that when the Rambam says that tzod ayyadei klovim is chayiv, that's because the Rambam holds that Malachas Machsheves is mechayiv by all Malachos. It would seem to us, and Mitzvi Pesach Frank has this idea, and the Shar HaTzion has this idea. Look in the Shar HaTzion, Simin Shintes Zayin Os Yud Gimel. The Shar HaTzion, the Mishnah Berurah, Shintes Zayin Os Yud Gimel says that maybe you're only chayiv by tzod because derech sediya bekach. No? As a kid, there used to be a, in Back Lawrence, there was a fox hunting club. No, whatever, that you hunt animals, like you send foxes to hunt animals for you. It's like a sport thing. It's mamash what Esav did, like it's not a good Jewish activity. But the Mishnah Berurah, that's parallel to Sifkat Yud Zayin, that's parallel to the Shintes Zayin Sifkatin Yud Gimel Nishar Hatziyun. And the Mishnah Berurah basically says that it's only the malacha of tzad, because this is the derech. The malacha of ofet also, the malacha is ayyadei grama, if you assume that grama is anything that takes time. Though by those malachas is going to be chayiv. In the Trubas of Achiezer, of Chaim Isaac Grinchensky, Mchele Gimel Simon Samach, he deals with the question about turning on lights on Shabbos. If I flip the switch. So there was a Talmud Chacham who told him that maybe flipping a switch is grama, because what I do when I flip a switch is I have two wires. I flip the switch and the wires connect, right? So I'm not actually lighting the fire. I'm just putting something into place that the fire gets lit. So Reb Chaim Isaac, first of all, in the Tshuva says, no, that's not a grama, that's your ma'isa. But even if it would be a grama, he tainas, it could be that you're going to be chayiv on gram havara. Why? Because the din of the p'tur of grama on Shabbos is l'sasa malacha, malacha asura, grama shari. But that's true only by those stuff which are a malacha. If you hold that havara l'lav yatsasa, not l'chalek yatsasa, so memela havara is not a malacha, so memela you can't be chay, memela grama would not be a p'tur. That's Reb Chaim Moses' brilliance. What we're trying to suggest is as follows, okay? There are three approaches. The Rosh is limiting the din of Malachas Machsheves to only Zorah. We have on the other extreme, Rashi L'Chaora, the Ran L'Chaora, the Rabbeinu Hanano L'Chaora, who expanded to all Malachos and Malachas Machsheves, and they would have to be Mechalik between the Sugyas in Bava Kamma and Shabbos differently. And the in-between mahalach is, it depends which malacha, that malachas machshavas can be mechayev by certain malachos, not by other malachos, and that requires very significant analysis to figure out by which malachos you're going to be chayev, by which malachos you're not going to be chayev. I have a lot to say on this topic, but I think we will break now and recite the afternoon prayer. Okay, gentlemen.
Very, I think everybody's misunderstanding.